Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Michael Bulis, who is Executive Director of the President's Council State Universities of Michigan. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Very good. It's a big title. It's a big job. Why don't you tell us about what exactly the State University of Michigan and the President's Council does?
Thanks, Cheryl. The President's Council, State University of Michigan, is the coordinating body for the 15 state public universities, and that would include Michigan State, Michigan, you know, the Centrals, the Westerns, the Easterns. Our board are the 15 presidents and chancellors of those 15 institutions. And we work as the coordinating body. We advocate for them. We do a lot of work in collaboration for cost savings and improving quality at our various institutions.
Well, and of course, that's why I'm calling you today. Wanted to talk with you about the budget, of course, and higher education have been in the headlines for weeks now. But in particular, this last week, there was amendment added to the Education Appropriations Bill passed by the House last week that would cut funding by 5% to state universities that offer benefits to any adult co-resident of an employee of the university who isn't married to that employee. I just wanted to get your take on what's happening with that and what that means to these universities.
Sure. First of all, this amendment wasn't added in appropriations. It was gaveled on the floor with no vote and no discussion.
Thank you for that correction.
That's pretty important. And, you know, on first blush, it's extremely intrusive and unquestionably flawed from a legal and a constitutional point of view. You know, benefits covering another adult in the household is mainstream in the public and the private sector in Michigan and around the company. Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, Kellogg, Myers, Steelcase, the state of Michigan. I just want to make sure folks understand this is not some social or liberal experiment at universities. It's a prevailing policy among public and private entities in this state and around the country. And we do use it, the universities, as a recruitment and retention issue for the universities. And this amendment would put us at a competitive disadvantage. And then you have to ask yourself, is the omission of other public sector employers, such as the state of Michigan, who offer the benefits other than universities, is this inconsistent and perhaps arbitrary? I mean, why do we have a public policy of the state that is applied just to universities and not to all employers, public and private, who provide the same exact benefit? I mean, you might say, well, they're private employers, but private employers also get major tax credits from the state. Last year, for instance, Michigan negotiated global mega agreements, tax credit with GM, Ford, and Chrysler that pre-certifies them for tax credits in future expansions. Nothing wrong with that, but these are public dollars utilized, and we really have, and this is really an arbitrary, it's very arbitrary in terms of selecting universities and universities only. And I think the other troublesome issue here is it's a trend to micromanage universities and using the budget, which is an inappropriate place for their own particular social and religious beliefs.
Well, and there was a quote in the local paper from you referring to that. You called it social engineering. We were seeing some social engineering. That's a strong statement as well.
It's very strong. It's one of only three examples. It's one of three examples in the bill. So I mean, this is just one of three. They're also looking at stem cell research, which was the people of the state have voted support, and also accommodating students with deeply held religious beliefs. Again, focused on the gay. Gay students.
Now, you talk about, you mentioned earlier, could be on shaky legal ground, but that is the representative who passed it, or who introduced it, Representative Dave Ajima, says that that's exactly the grounds that he put it forth on, that it was unconstitutional to offer benefits.
Yeah.
So what's your take on that?
I disagree. repeat, the constitutional amendment that was passed by the voters in 2004, it said only a union between a man and woman would be recognized as a marriage or similar union for any purpose. That's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And the state Supreme Court ruled that those words made offering same-sex benefits unconstitutional for governments and universities. That's also very, very clear. But what our universities, what the state has done, what the private sector has done, but they have rewritten their policies to apply more broadly, avoiding the issue of whether they were recognizing a relationship similar to a marriage. In other words, the household member benefits are gender neutral. And I can tell you that I don't have a specific, but on a national average, at least 40% of the household members are of the opposite sex.
Is that, Michael, skirting the issue when you say that it was rewritten to avoid the issue? Is that skirting the issue, as some have said?
It possibly could be interpreted that way, but we don't. Again, it's a gender-neutral policy. And we are offering and applying, and again, in the public sector, the state of Michigan, the state employers, state employees are provided this. Legislators, why don't they vote this against themselves? Why don't they restrict their own benefits?
When you mentioned off the top in correcting for me the information that I had on the amendment, you said there was no discussion and it was gaveled on the floor, and yet it was voted on and passed.
Oh, the bill was voted on,
yes,
and passed, but not the amendment. Okay, so the amendment was just simply gaveled on, and then you vote on a larger bill that includes everything, including record-setting historical 22% cuts on universities.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Yes.
You talked also about it being in terms of recruitment and attainment. How important is this to folks looking at the university for employment?
I think it's a relatively important tool. I mean, recruiting top-notch faculty, particularly at research-intensive universities such as Michigan State, is very, very important. And it usually involves a partner, married or not. And so, you know, it's taken into consideration when one is hiring someone from another institution.
We've heard over and over again that it's about costs. It's about costs. How do the numbers actually break down as far as you know?
Well, I can tell you that there's probably less than 1,000 people taking advantage of this benefits across the 15 universities. I read the same article this morning, and I looked at the cost at MSU as $370,000 cost to MSU. They would be penalized over $11 million for this $370,000 benefit.
So this is an issue that clearly you are working hard on to turn this around,
yes,
and pull this out.
Yeah, and that $370,000 cost to MSU is a bare fraction of the $114 million they spend on benefits. So, I mean, it's clearly there's a number of things unprecedented, but one is tying, and I'm not even sure it's constitutional or legal, and we'll get to that at some other point if we have to, a budget dollars to a condition like this.
Well, it was an interesting move, and I appreciate your perspective and your knowledge about this to talk with myself and my audience to try. As these things happen, we try to keep track of them, and sometimes it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I understand.
So I appreciate you helping us out with it tonight, Michael.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Michael Bolus, who is Executive Director of the President's Council, State Universities of Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.